Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The update that all of St. Louis wants to hear. How was Julie's brother's Ugly Sutter Christmas party?
Yeah.
It created so much drama in her life because there was a scheduling conflict. Did Julie go to the party? Did her boyfriend's family go to the party? So many questions. People will get to the bottom of in 5 minutes.
This is your Hollywood Hashtag with Julie Tristan.
Okay, before we get to that dog napper story, Kirstie Alley passed away. I was so sad to see that Kirstie Alley died. And it was so weird because she's so young, only 71.
Yeah.
So her family said she had a short battle with cancer. She's 71. They said the cancer was only recently discovered, and she fought with great strength, leaving us with a certainty of her never-ending joy of living, whatever adventures lie ahead. Obviously, we know Kirstie from all sorts of different things. I mean, she's been around forever. Cheers, Veronica's Closet, Star Trek II, The Wrath of Khan.
That's right. Khan!
I know. I loved her in there. Summer School, Village of the Damned, Luke Who's Talking, all of those where she started with John Travolta. John actually posted a tribute saying, Kirstie was one of the most special relationships I've ever had. I love you. I know we will see each other again. Her most recent gig was Baby Mammoth on season 7 of The Masked Singer, which aired earlier this year. In her final Instagram post back in September, she announced she was joining Cameo.
Wow.
So sad to see her. Yeah. Rest in peace, Kirstie Alley.
She gave us so many amazing moments and laughter.
Yeah.
And was there for us. And that's what the entertainment industry does. And so what an icon. It was like a secret and quick battle of cancer.
Yes, very much so. Very
bizarre.
Surprising.
Yeah. The man who shot Lady Gaga's dog walker last year has been sentenced to 21 years in prison. James Howard Jackson accepted a plea deal. One of the 5 men arrested in the incident. Prosecutors argued that it was Jackson who fired the shot at Ryan Fisher that night in an attempt to steal Gaga's 2 French bulldogs. The dogs were eventually returned unharmed. Ryan has since recovered. But I'm glad that that at least one guy is going away for 21 years.
Right.
Hopefully the other guys will go away for a long time, too.
Obviously, that was a disturbing story, but it's also disturbing, too, because I feel like it's something we all do every single day.
Yeah.
You take your dogs for a walk, and it's in the back of your mind. Like, I don't have Lady Gaga's French bulldogs that people want to steal for millions of dollars, but you feel just so violated that, like, I can't walk my dogs in peace.
I know. I walk with mace, because if someone tries to get my dogs, I will mace them. And it's a sparkly looking mace bottle, so it's super cute. That's your Hollywood Hashtag. It's sponsored by Crown Vision Center. Schedule your eye exam with one of our world-class doctors at crownvisioncenter.com.
Might have been the biggest party of the year. Julie's brother's ugly Christmas party. Julie's been looking forward to this all year round. It's been on the calendar all year round, but it has gotten into a scheduling conflict with her man's son. We finally settled that on Friday. How was the party that she looked forward to all year round? We'll find out after the Killers. Coming out of my cage. It's not really a secret. We're commercial free every single day at this time. Got rid of the commercials, and we got you more prizes. Holiday pack to the Cardinals. This is a 5-pack coming your way right after the Hollywood Hashtag. You're less than 3 minutes away.
This is your Hollywood Hashtag with Julie Tristan.
Oh, my bestie Jessica loves the movie Friday. We used to watch it all the time at Mizzou. And there could be another Friday movie in the franchise. Ice Cube wants Warner Brothers to give him control of the Friday franchise. He's already written 2 scripts for a potential sequel. He said, I think it's going to be close to a time when we can get it back. So we'll either wait for that time or just keep trying to convince them they need to give us control of the movie. It's my movie, but they have distribution control. They need to do the right thing, get it to us, let us turn it into some more money, make the fans happy, and people have a good time with the series. I feel like if it's something that's going to be successful, it's not really hard to convince a movie theater or a movie distribution to, hey, let's make some more money. Friday is such a huge franchise.
And I think it's hilarious because the whole concept is like them getting into lots of trouble.
Yes.
And it's all centered around like drugs and gangs and them as older.
Yeah.
It's a hilarious concept.
It's ridiculous. And I'd be so excited to watch Friday. What a classic, baby. There's this article out, stories who made it big after being rejected by American Idol. I didn't realize that Bebe Rexha actually waited with her mom for like 10 hours, didn't make it through. And then 10 years later, she's like mentoring contestants. Maren Morris was rejected by Idol and The Voice. Colby Calais admits she wasn't really ready when she auditioned. She was glad they actually turned her away. Who else? Kane Brown. Producers rejected Kane Brown. They said they didn't need another Scotty McCreery. Kane made it onto The X Factor, though, but he quit when they tried to make him join a boy band. And Tori Kelly, Simon Cowell even called her voice almost annoying, but she made it to the top 24. So if you're trying to, you know, achieve something and someone rejects you, don't take it as a no, because obviously all these people made it hugely big and they were rejected by Idol and The Voice, which is two huge shows.
I honestly believe you should just never give up. Yeah,
right. And they might have actually had more success by getting rejected by Idol.
Exactly. Oh my God, yes. Because those contracts are terrible,
right?
Actually. The Hollywood Hashtag is sponsored by Crown Vision Center. Schedule your eye exam with one of our world-class doctors at crownvisioncenter.com.
If you don't win the Cardinals Holiday Pack tickets, don't give up. Don't, if you're, even if you're rejected, try again tomorrow.
If Kevin rejects you when you're calling in.
We're looking for caller 18. You win a 5-pack of Cardinals tickets. It's the Holiday Pack. 314-531-9898.
This is your Hollywood Hashtag with Julie Tristan.
Well, I saw people getting very upset about this on social media. ABC News has temporarily benched the co-anchors TJ Holmes and Amy Robach while the network and the president figure out what the next step should be in the wake of the tabloid report revealing a personal relationship between the married anchors. One was getting a divorce. Amy was getting a divorce. We don't know when that happened. TJ was definitely not getting a divorce, but anyway.
Now he is.
Now he probably is. Let's see.
People should be upset that they didn't get any disciplinary action. They said this was okay. Their HR department said whatever. And then now they take him off the show?
Right. They're saying that it's just, it's just giving them some unneeded attention. But you know what? Publicity, what did they say? Everything's good.
Yeah. Such a mixed message from them. Like, right. Get your stuff together. Either they broke HR policy and they should be suspended, or they didn't and they should be allowed to do their job. Pick a side.
So many people date at work. Like, I can't believe that's even an HR policy anymore.
I mean, I think it's weird when couples date at work. I don't want to be, like, sitting there while people are in a couple's fight or making out.
I mean, I'm not saying whether it's weird or not. I'm saying so many people do it at this point. I can't believe in 2022 that's still like a thing.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so let's talk about on TV tonight. What do you want to watch on TV tonight? There's a lot of cute little things. It's always fun to see like what holiday things on. Celebrity Wheel of Fortune, that's on. Jack Black will be on that. Kenan Thompson is hosting the People's Choice Awards that nobody's going to watch, but I'm going to tell you what happened tomorrow on the show. Elizabeth Banks is hosting Press Your Luck, the Holiday Extravaganza, and $100,000 Pyramid with Jason Alexander. Bobby Moynihan is on there, too, so that'll be super fun. That's your Hollywood Hashtag. It's sponsored by Crown Vision Center. Schedule your eye exam with one of our world-class doctors at crownvisioncenter.com.
Take a seat right over there.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.